It's 89.3 The Current, and our dial is about to be taken over for Theft of the Dial with Run the Jewels, LP, and Killer Mike. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you for
having us.
I am pretty excited about this list that you've prepared. We're recording this on Valentine's Day, and I think there's going to be a lot of baby-making music in our near future, which is kind of like the, not the polar opposite of a lot of what I hear from Run the Jewels, but I think of you guys as this very energetic, powerful band. But there's a softer side to Run the Jewels?
Well, you know, it takes energy to make a baby.
That's true. That you have a good point there. I just didn't know it took slow jams, but maybe it does.
I mean, the slow jams. You get the power thrust.
It's a family show, so I'm going to switch gears a little bit and ask you a question. Are there records that we missed outside of Atlanta throughout, like, your life? Are there things where you meet LP when you're in your mid-30s and you're going, hey, look, you never heard this record because you didn't grow up where I grew up. Are there records that the rest of the country missed?
There was some dope regional rap that came up. Like, in Atlanta in particular, there was a great rap beef. It was, like, in our city, bigger than Ja Rule and 50 Cent. It was Sammy Sam versus Kilo. Kilo was a predecessor to what you see in Atlanta now. He dressed wild and strange. He sang and rapped. He was, sexually loose. You didn't know what he really identified with. He was put on by some dope boys, and he was right out of the project. So he was an interesting, he was almost like a Young Thug or Dre 3000 character, right? Mm-hmm. Him and Big Boy have a song called Love in Your Mouth. It's incredible. And there was a street guy named Sammy Sam who was like, his first big record was Zone 3 and talking about like drugs and violence in the projects. So it was these two guys would perform in the same little hood clubs at like 559, and it'd be amazing. They'd be in the background doing drugs together and then come out and beef right on stage. And, you know, different people from different side of towns would love it. So if you know anybody from Atlanta that is 32-ish or over, ask them about the Kilo versus Sammy Sam beef.
That sounds good. Now, L, are there things that you grew up on around New York that, you know, Killer Mike hadn't been turned on to that you got to share with him?
Well, I don't know if I've shared too much of it. I mean, there are definitely some things, like, you know, just stuff that was that popped up during the time when I first started getting on the scene in the 90s. There was a very vibrant independent rap scene in New York City. And usually it pretty much circled around a radio show called Stretch Armstrong and Bobbito mm-hmm. Show. Stretch Armstrong and Bobbito basically curated, you know, the sound of the cutting edge of what, you know, New York City hip hop was. So there are groups like the Juggernauts that maybe a lot of people, you know, even though they have a cult following because people knew about them in the 90s because it was very exciting. That record is still, you know, the Clear Blue Skies EP, you know, something that everyone should seek out if they can find it, you know. But, you know, the intersecting influences were really interesting to us. Those were more interesting to us because we realized that there were big records that we both grew up at the same time and in different places being inspired by. So by the time we got together, all of the references of what excited us about doing music together made sense to each other. You know, we had the same, like, America's Most Wanted, you know.
Well, it is a beautiful thing to hear you guys work together because you don't sound like something that the industry thought, oh, this will work. I'm going to put these guys together mid-career and see if it works out. It sounds like an organic arrival that, you know, just happened a little bit later than it maybe had to. Does that same chemistry that comes across on your records come across when you guys play live? Do you approach that the same way? What is it like to have that relationship?
You're having fun up there. You playmaking. It's, to me, it's like, you know, I be calling L like he be quarterbacking. Like, he reminds me of just a little scrappy Doug Flutie-esque type quarterback on stage. And, you know, I play defense, so you know what I mean? So I have fun just like a linebacker moving crazy back there. I dance, rap, we sing, we rap at each other, we rap at the crowd. It's to me, it's what we saw Run and D do. You know, we interact with our DJ. It's what we saw EPMD do. It's what I see Outkast do to this very day when they bless us with it. And to me, that's what rap's supposed to do. We are rappers, you know, just generation of people are probably rappers, us and younger, because, you know, music got taken out of our schools. Like, you know, we woke up one day. I remember wanting to be in an orchestra, like, oh, man, next year I'm old enough to be in an orchestra. And Reagan saying, you know what? Ketchup's a vegetable, and kids don't need to learn how to play instruments. So we had to figure out through technology how to become this. So our performance style is different from if you were in a band. You know, you're in a band, you think about playing guitar and when you get your lead. And with rap, nah, the first rap I really saw on stage was two MCs, two microphones, one DJ. So we have the fun that I saw on stage, I think. The audience is a third member in the performance. You know, they really, the audience becomes, you know, that, like the RTJ on the album, that's from a live recording, you know. Mm-hmm. That's not something we, oh, this will be cool, we'll get the audience to say this. Nah, just spontaneously do it, you know. Even down to the, you might, one concert, you might wave your hand like that, and, you know, management is watching, calling, like, hey, we watched that, we like that. You should do that more.
Wave your hand more.
Because it brings you.
We get orders from management. Yeah, they just direct us on stage while we're on stage.
We had a focus group meeting.
Wave your hand. Your right hand.
It brings you in, though. You know, you get to see all these things I do on stage, like my audience likes, and it connects you in a way that's different. You know what I mean?
I'm just glad our audience doesn't make us mime or, you know.
Anything. I couldn't be like as dope as Beyonce. Like, I couldn't get in a chair and go backwards. That's the next level.
You guys aren't doing anything.
Yeah, I can just do hand waves and dances.
That's where I'm
right
headed,
now.
Buddy, so you better get on board.
For me and these guys at the chiropractor's office is what they have to do before every performance. No, you guys clearly have built an army of supporters around you, and it's incredible. And I want to get into some of your music before we get into this very loving Valentine's Day mix. And this
sensual.
This sensual mix. And this song kind of, you know, is a little more positive and uplifting than some of this, you know, sort of break everything in your path way that some of your tunes are. Can you guys introduce Stay Gold to us before we check this one out?
Yeah, this is Stay Gold off Run the Jewels 3. It is a song about knowing and respecting that you have a very badass and intelligent woman by your side. And it's also, you know, it's also just a jam. We also just used it as an opportunity to just be dope MCs. But really, it starts as a dedication to our girlfriend. So this makes sense to play.
Well, my wife. I can't dedicate anything to my girlfriend because we don't know about her.
Sorry about that.
Thanks, Elle.
Yeah, and no one knows
about my wife. I don't have a girlfriend, Shay.
It's the opposite just for you. Me. I have a girlfriend. She doesn't know about my wife.
That's hustling backwards, but I'm with
you. No, we're kidding. We're monogamous people. And this is dedicated to them.
Hey, I got a bad girl. Got a brain with that girl. She got a mean pop. I got to lean to the way I walk. And I get it like gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D is gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's
I got a good thing with a bad that's rap. She don't even like you. She'll walk in the room, take amp.
Gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D is gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's gold.
I got a bad girl. Got a brain with a girl. She got a mean pop. I got a lean to the way I walk. And I get it like, oh. All you bro, I can keep juggling lava rocks. I'm not compliant. I'll define it. Enough to survive all the fines. You're gonna love how we ride to the gates on the line, high and smiling. Me and Mike just think alike. Can't stop high-fiving. Not a running man. I'll do the whopping. To grab the dough. I hit a lick every time that we punch the bus. And it's time to go.
I got a good thing with a bad that's rap. She don't even like you. Deal walk in the room, take amp. We fuss, we fight, we like freaks with a fabulous marriage. You ain't lived your life till you seen a bad bitch. Hit your wife like a savage. Not your average guys. We play cool with see-through savage eyes. Real the crooks, we'll run a jerk and kidnap mom from Jazz's side. Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome when she get home. I'm like, I like those guys. Hey, thanks for the ransom, handsome. Let mom know the guys love a pumpkin pie.
Hey, I got a bad girl. Got a brain with a girl. She got a mean pop. I got a lean to the way I walk. And I get it like gold.
G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D is
gold.
G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's
I got a good thing with a bad that's rap. She don't even like you. She'll walk in the room, take amp.
Gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D is
gold.
G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's
gold is shiny. Fun. Some like taking gold with gun. Heart ain't gold if it don't like us. But go for the gold, dumb. Good luck. Gold to point, man, good as gold. Gold to rulers, don't lose your soul. From power, golden shower. Gold to raise the sun, gold my gold.
My gold, going for the gold. 4G get old and his heart grow cold. I go, go, go. For every year my career was slow. It seemed that it wouldn't go. And you should know, we pitch these rhymes like smoke, like lava, like Maddox 9-5. And now we shine, jet like Indigo T from Greenbrier N99.
Can't be broke when you own gold rope. Pawn shops offer cash for those. Cash is fake though, gold. Cruise, make my own gold, golden goose. Run down yellow brick roads, Lord's riches. Just be sure that I trust no wizards. Golden age is now gone, admit it. All this gold is not gold that glitter.
36 inch cubit as I'm moving through Cuba with a half key of gold on my neck. Call me Gaddafi and pay me in gold, cause your money ain't really worth it. Just a piece of paper for more propaganda to keep you in dead and on your. I see these dope boys had right out of law, putting gold on them and they.
I got a bad girl.
got a brain with that girl. She got a mean pop, I got a lean to the way I walk, and I get it like gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, and gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's.
I got a good thing with a bad, that's rap. She don't even like you, she'll walk in the room, take half. Gold.
Hey, what up? This is LP, one half of Run the Jewels.
Killer Mike, the other half of Run the Jewels.
And you're listening to A Theft of the Dial on 89.3 The Current.
I hit my manager, Will, like a half a year ago. And I say, man, me and Shay just ran across this record. You got to hear it. He's like, what? Like, my wife and I wake up every morning and we play gospel, soul, jazz. We just play music through the house just to kind of get the energy right. You know, my wife's a believer in that stuff, so... We generally start with Al Green, Sade, Teddy Pendergrass, or Curtis, like right after the gospel hour. And we came across this Al song that's God Bless Your Love, and I saw him perform it live on Soul Train, messing around on YouTube. First, then I went and listened to the record, but man, it was just, you know, Al, for people who don't know, he was a secular artist for a few years, and, you know, him and a woman, I guess, were lovers, and at some point she poured hot grits on him. Very tragic story. I think he ended up killing herself. So it was sad. And then he went to Christ. You know, he found the Lord, started a church. For years, didn't do secular music anymore, only did gospel. And, you know, for those who are born in the South, you're primarily raised in the church. So I had been that kid that liked secular music. My grandmother didn't let me play it, you know, after 6 on Saturdays till, you know, Sunday was over and stuff. So I identify with Al, Aretha, people like that, because I know what it is to think you're doing something sinful, but it feels right. So Al's now a preacher and stuff, and I discovered this record, and I'm like, man, this record is incredible, and it's the perfect cross-section of the Make Love Club Al Green that my mom loved and the Al Green who sang gospel that my grandmother loved, you know what I mean? And if you listen to the record, if you have a wife or a girlfriend and you guys have endured and went through stuff, it's just a beautiful record. And I suggest you go on YouTube and see the live version, because God Bless His Love, it's just beautiful. My manager ended up calling me back and said, I think I just heard the most incredible love song, and he plays it for his wife now. So I just like to give that record to the world, because I'm an Al Green fan and I didn't know the record. And it's one of the lesser known records I think he has, but it is an absolutely beautiful record. So this is Al Green, God Bless His Love.
God bless our love. Even in the morning when I rise, I say, God bless our stand up and take care.
It's a theft of a dial on 89.3 The Current with me, LP, and
Killer Mike.
We are Run the Jewels. Peace. Yeah.
One time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. And I cry. I cry. And the tears would fill up in the wells. In the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad. It got so bad. To one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
Touching the very part of me.
What up? It's us, Run the Jewels, Killer Mike.
It's LP.
And you're checking us out on Theft of the Dial. So, man, rounded up my quick little mix. We started with Al Green, of course, but we ended with the queen of love, and that is Sade. My mother ran in my house, what, 85, 86, threw a Sade tape on my bed, said, listen to that, I think you'll like it. And I fell in love with this mysterious Nigerian and British woman.
One of the first cassettes I ever bought in my life.
Sade.
Yeah.
That's so
smooth
dope.
Operator.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
She talked about me and like, I know y'all dogs. Her guy, I know this guy's gonna break my heart, and I love him. You know what I mean? And that is so, whoo, that's so women I've known. You know what I mean? And my wife has went through and endured crazy things with me. God bless her soul. She plays Sade as Not to Kill Me. So that is definitely dedicated. Your love is king to her. So if you listen to some Sade, you listen to a heartbroken woman sing beautifully. And I had to throw the Beggar song in there, Lenny Williams. Because when you get caught in stupid stuff, boys, what you should do is play Lenny Williams outside her window holding up a boombox saying, cause I love you. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Death of the Dial, Killer Mike, LP, Run the Jewels. What up, L?
I'm good, man. I'm just tired.
Remember being in the sixth grade, man, that girl in the eighth grade you liked? She was cute, she was pretty, had freckles maybe?
I think I don't remember.
So who was the girl you liked in sixth grade?
Oh, Lizzie Hand.
Lizzie Hand. We're going to dedicate this one to you, Lizzie. This is Ready for the World. Love you down, because Joe was really
seems
loving girls.
Seems a little odd,
down.
Though. I mean, my girl might be a little annoyed by that, but, you know.
Okay, so we won't do that.
Lizzie Hand, I'm sorry. You're just a memory to me.
Okay.
You're just a past vision to me.
Okay.
Now I've got a real woman.
Yeah, eighth grade Lizzie.
You know, 32 years later.
Lizzie. So this is, like my man Joe say, Ready for the World. Love you down for all the young lovers.
Never really mattered too much to me that you were just too damned old for me. All that really mattered was you were my girlfriend. And baby, that's all that mattered to me. Let me love you down. Even if it takes all night, let me love you down. No, it's gonna be so bad. Remember when I drove you home from work? I loved the way when you kissed me by. All your friends think I'm just too young for you. You tell them I can do what guys their age can do. Oh, baby, let me love you down. Even if it takes all night, let me love you down. You know it's got to be so right. Let me love you down. Let me love you down. You know it's got to be so right. wanted was you and my girlfriend. And baby, it's all that mattered to me. Oh baby, let me love you down. Ooh, let me love you down. You know it's gonna be so right. Let me love you down. Ooh, let me love you down. You know it's gonna be so right.
It's a theft of the dial on 89.3 The Current with me, LP, and
Killer Mike.
We are Run the Jewels. Peace. Yeah.
To life, a vision in one's mind. The beautiful ones always smash the picture. Always, every time. Beautiful ones you always see.
Hey, you're listening to A Theft of the Dial on The Current. My name is LP. My partner is to the left of me. His name is Killer Mike. We are in Run the Jewels, and guys have been so kind to invite us down and usher your Valentine's Day in. Because when you think about Run the Jewels, you think about Valentine's Day. We just played a couple jams. These are a couple jams that I picked. One of them is Ivan Neville. That was the last one. Why Can't I Fall in Love? You know, I listened to this song. Is a song that I picked up from the Pump Up the Volume soundtrack. Now, if anyone remembers Pump Up the Volume, that was Christian Slater being a badass and making every teenager wish that he was dark and mysterious and had radio skills. And he played this jam, and ever since then, I've had this jam. I've had this jam on my iPod. I've had this jam on my computer. Just because Ivan Neville is an amazing singer, you know, he's just got grit. You can tell that the guy has been through it. And I think that that really lends itself to great blues music. And he sings this like he's just desperate. But it's also weird. It's got a very clean production. It's from the 80s. It's not, you know what I mean? There's something a little bit like, you know, chintzy about it, but it makes it really good to me. And then, of course, speaking of the 80s, we played to me what is the greatest love song of all time, which is Prince, The Beautiful Ones. And I remember watching this and just thinking, I don't know what could have possibly made this man feel whatever he's feeling, because I was like 8, 9. But I was like, I want to grow up as soon as possible and experience that. So, Prince literally made me want to grow up just to understand the lyrics of this song. And musically, it's a huge influence to me as a producer and everything that he did in this record. So, if you can successfully pull off playing Prince, The Beautiful Ones, or singing it, rather, to a woman, I believe that if it's successfully done, then you will have a real shot at love with that woman.
This is so nice that you guys came by and brought so much sort of romantic energy on this Valentine's Day when we're recording, and also really just getting to learn a little bit about the history of you guys coming about. And I also had the Pump Up the Volume tape. I had it on
no
CD.
No doubt.
But I skipped that one. I listened to The Goats. I listened to Concrete Blonde. And I listened to Leonard Cohen. I guess Concrete Blonde doing Leonard Cohen. And so I feel like such a sucker that I had this.
It's been there the whole time.
I listened to the song for the first time right now. And I'm just kicking myself. I had that soundtrack.
Yeah. You have it now, though, man.
That's right. And now we are in Minneapolis.
Your shame is over.
The long decades of shame is over. I am now a proud, knowledgeable person about Ivan Neville.
That's right.
And you played Prince before that, and you know we are in Minneapolis. I know you guys have been here a number of times. I've seen you at the Fine Line, seen you at the Main Room when you've come through before. How do you interact with the legacy of an artist like Prince, both when you're saying it was an influence as a producer, but also when you're actually coming to the Twin Cities? Like, does it bring any emotions to be in that room?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I flew here when he died, like that weekend. Coachella?
Yeah, we were coming out of Coachella,
and he died, and I had a connecting flight in Minneapolis, and I got off the plane and I went and I visited Paisley Park, and I visited First Ave, of course, the Wall and First Ave. And Prince is one of the biggest influences and one of the biggest, you know, just heroes and person, you know, in my life. So when he passed away, I was very upset, and every time I came to this place, it was always magical. Every time I came to this city, it was always magical, because I knew that this was, and when I finally got the chance to headline First Avenue, it was of course such an amazing, you know, thing, because you're looking in every crevice and every corner and replaying, you know, scenes and trying to figure out where it was shot, you know.
And somebody had to break the news to you, like, that backstage doesn't exist.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man, I can't wait till I get to that long, never-ending corridor in First Ave.
Happened.
Not there, yeah.
Killer Mike, did you grow up around Prince's music?
Yeah, of course I did. How could you not?
The reason I thought you could not is maybe because of the grandma who was so into church. I know that caused a lot of schisms.
It did, but my mom was 16, and my mom left a record collection, and we went to my mom's on the weekends, and that was party central from Friday to Monday. So, you know, on weekends I wasn't in church with grandma and listening. My grandmother played dope blues music, too, so I got into blues and I got into gospel, which I'm glad I did, which took me to soul. And then, so by the time I got to Prince, I liked Prince, but at the time I liked Morris Day and the Time more. Because as a kid, the sexuality of Prince, I didn't get all the way. Got it later. Mm-hmm. Really got it later and loved it and enjoyed it. But I got the player aesthetics of the time. So What Time Is It was me and my cousins, like, come home from school and play that record. And it was like, I still probably use some lines on girls. That's up and through high school. You know what I mean? Like, when Mars Day is describing being in the car with the girl and pulling out a camisole out of the club compartment for her to try on, I just thought he was the coolest dude. And then I met him in Atlanta years later, and he was the absolute same character. He treated me like, kid, get away from me, which is what I always expected from Mars Day. So
you met Mars Day in Atlanta?
Absolutely, in Hartsfield. He may live in Atlanta now. I don't know that, but he was there often at the time.
That's an incredible story, and you know it was very cool to see Morris Day up in all his glory at Grammys.
I love him, bro. I love Prince, of course. I learned how to be cool from Morris and Jerome's in terms of having the confidence to be cool. The Time doesn't get their proper credit, I think, and the Prince wrote it, of course, but they don't get the credit for introducing cool in a new way in the 80s, and I appreciate them for that.
I just appreciate Morris's body holding up, because I saw the live Prince tribute at XL. For about 8-9 bars, they're still doing that dance move.
Killing it, right? And with the same jackets, though, the leopards and the hair. Like, his hair was still Morris Day hair when I met him.
See, now I'm going to have to watch it, because at first I was like, I was hesitant to watch it because I'm just not ready yet for a Prince tribute band. But it sounds like you enjoyed it. So
I enjoyed it, and I feel like Morris and those guys are doing the right job of sort of honoring his memory and just going, hey, we're going to do our thing as well. And,
no doubt.
A powerful moment. And again, just beautiful to have you guys here for Theft of the Dial. Thanks for picking fantastic tunes, and you're going to leave us with one more of your own. This is Love Again.
This is Love Again. This is the song that you're going to be offended by until you're not anymore.
Reminiscing it, all our time of innocence, when we drank that Hennessy, they don't lamb and venison, you in your kitchen, you like we tussling, do you your husband, like y'all be tussling, do you wear that muslin, do you ask some pretty plea, do you cross on hands and knees, like you used to do for me, oh you such a dirty girl, the world won't let you be yourself, I won't accept nothing else, I be having none of that, you be taking all of this, pleasure come from punishment, your threshold astonishing, I think I'm in love again, found my perfect drug again, feel better than you love my alpha arrogance, two life crew the narrative, I put that in her mouth all day, she got that in her mouth all day, she say that in her mouth all day, she said she one of my, in her mouth all day, I gave her that
in her mouth all day,
she play with it,
in her mouth all day,
she want that
in her mouth all day.
I think I'm in love again.
Love again.
Here I am, my love. Just like when we first hooked up. Feeling like I'm animal. Feeling like you're edible. Bendable. I've been away. I don't have too much to say. You say it anyway. I say take your off. I'm not playing, babe. Little freak. What you are is so unique, smart and full of filth and joy. You've been with some little boys, now you're with a grown-up man. One who actually understands, kid gloves are not on my hands. I will never condescend, now get yourself. Smile a bit, rip the outline of my... Oh my God, I love this chick. I must put my tongue in this. Into every space I go. Give me everything you am. She said, no, you give me first. That was like a day ago, 8 a.m. Still got my...
In her mouth all day.
Get her mouth all day.
She say that. Get her mouth all day.
She said she one of my. Get her mouth all day.
I gave her that.
Get her mouth all day.
She play with it.
Taking her mouth all day.
She want that.
Taking her mouth all day.
That's what you want, huh? Well, let me tell you a little story. I had a young player from the hood. Licked my breeze real good. Kept me stuck with lots of wood. Kept my bank account on swole. Sniffed my breeze like a rose. Smoking on walls. Made a porn tape that him is a pro. You know he had a lot of bad in his past. But I was the one who turned that boy into a man. His tongue is bumped. And he love for me to front to back. Ripping, pay my bills where I live. Be good. Broke and killing me. About my money, never been a square. Ain't paying, hit the door, talking slick that Memphis. I be from that Haven clique, keep it ratchet, so sweet. All these boys kiss my feet. The only queen, you better bless my realness. Stick your tongue up in my. Better show me who you with. Run a Jew. Love again. You go lose, I'm gonna win. Let's have it. I'ma share your ass with all my friends. Yeah. He want this in his mouth all day.
Love again.